Didn't we have this conversation about who's going to propose?
He is.
He is. Yeah. Okay.
What if I get there first?
For that Instagram.
Yeah, for real. What if I propose first? Duke. I'm the one who said that I want to have a baby with
Ladies,
you.
Ladies, please.
Welcome to the Boyfriends Podcast, where we help you find your circle.
And your man.
I'm Jared D. King. I'm here with Greg Noel. We've got Renee here, which is exciting. And we've also got a very special guest, Amanda. Thank you so much for joining us. Why don't you give the people a little bit of an introduction of yourself?
Yes, I'm Amanda. I'm a friend of Renee's, and then I met Jared at her birthday party over the summer. And yeah, I do travel blogging, and so I was talking to him a lot about that and relationships and everything that comes with that. So yeah, that was kind of how we met, and we've stayed in touch, and now get to be on this podcast.
Yeah,
so,
look, yeah. And now we're here, and I'm very excited because, you know, our topic today was something that I thought that you would be good for. And then you like posted a TikTok kind of touching on this subject. And I was like, oh, okay, this is like, I did the right thing. but before we dive into the topic, I do want to get an update from Renee over here, who we haven't seen in a while. What's going on?
Oh, honestly, really not that much. Embarrassingly enough, I was recently let go from my job. So we're here having fun job applications. So if anyone knows of anything, just please send me the link. but other than that, I've just been, my sister's having a baby and I got to throw her a baby shower last Harry month, Potter. Which was
fantastic.
Which was super fun, but yeah, not a lot going on.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. You know, I hope the job thing happens for you. I'm sure you'll find
you'll
something
be getting
that...
my resume.
So our topic today is feeling like you can't measure up to your friends. I know that I have felt this some way. Sometimes I have a lot of friends who make a lot more money than I do, and I've felt a little bit insecure about that sometimes. And I'm just curious, like, if any of you have like felt, you know, maybe like a little bit out of step with the people that you hang around and what that experience has been like.
I've definitely felt that way at times. It's like this weird feeling, because at one point you feel like you're ahead of some people of your friends, mm-hmm. And have had like opportunities that others haven't been given. But then at the other time, like, you definitely compare yourself to others that you see it's just worked out much faster for, yeah. You know, their dreams, or that just seem to be making more money, that's not even a concern for them. So I've definitely had those comparisons. I think it's hard not to. I think it's all just part of being, like, I'm in my 20s, and so it's everyone's kind of all over the place, but definitely I've, you know, found myself comparing.
So yeah, I felt the same thing. Of course, you know, like, I had already kind of explained this a little bit, but like, they'll be talking about going on trips and stuff, and I'll be like, well, that sounds nice, but I probably won't be able to do like 5 trips. I can do like 1, you know, or I can... Or sometimes you feel like you might have to appear a certain way in order to hang with these people.
Are those things that you're seeing like on social media, or are they actually telling you what they're doing?
Well, it's like, yeah, I mean, I guess it's both, because sometimes you'll see the highlight reel on social media, but it'll also be in conversation like, oh, we did XYZ and, you know, it was so nice to be able to do that. And then it's just like, oh, okay, well, that's nice. And, you know, I try not to... judge myself with that, or like, you know, try to feel badly about myself or like compare myself, but I would be lying to say that it didn't make you think a little bit about your own life, like, okay, maybe I could be doing something different, or, you know, making a little bit more money or something like that.
Yeah, so I feel that way with like my girlfriends. Like, they're married and they have their kids, and I picture that for myself at a young age, like being coming out gay, finding a guy, married, children, all that stuff. And I know that, like, probably now for me, it might be too late to have kids, because I'm like reaching 40 soon, and I don't want to be an older dad, because like my dad raised me when he was like 45, and he didn't do much a lot with me before he passed. So I feel like when I see my girlfriends with their husbands and the kids, it's like, oh, like I wish I kind of had that, because like when I hold a baby, they see it, that I have that paternal instinct to like possibly take care of one. But I know for me it's like might not happen, but like those are things I wish I kind of envy in a way, that they had their lives kind of mapped out a little bit different than mine.
Yeah. I do think you'd be a good father. Like,
me too.
She's
I do.
I.
You'd be the best.
That's why
dad.
I got a puppy.
I mean, if you're ever looking for a surrogate, like I also want to have a baby, so maybe we can co-parent.
Didn't
we already have this conversation? Are you just giving it out to every?
I'm giving it out. First come, first serve.
Could you imagine almost, like our feet with my face with her hair? Could you fucking imagine?
I mean, your face with any hair.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
But like that's when I feel like I'm kind of missing out on that like milestone. Like I want marriage still, and we're still working on that, and kids were a thing that I wanted for sure, just to have an offspring of mine. But if I can't be a father figure to my own kid, it might be to like someone else, like my nephews and my nieces and stuff like that. So
Renee, I do have a question for you. What is your experience, and what has your experience been comparing yourself, and has it shifted since moving? Because
honestly, like, yes and no. I feel like, especially now, ever since like kind of getting laid off, I definitely have been comparing myself a lot to my friends, because my friend Tyler, she is doing like so amazing in her career right now. She's like about to be like the youngest vice president of an insurance company. Wow. Which is just like insane. And she just moved to this beautiful new apartment, and I'm just like, I don't know how I'm gonna pay rent in 4 months. It's not only that, I then like kind of just like it'd be one thing if it was like just my career that I'm kind of struggling with, and then it's also like, wow, my love life kind of sucks too.
Yeah, that's then, another factor, right?
And then just like my friends who are like these boss babes, and like, you know, they're just like, oh, I don't need like a relationship right now. I have like my career, which is awesome. I'm like, I don't even have that. At least, like, what do I do?
Not yet. But you will.
Not yet. So like that's definitely been like a struggle, I think, too, which kind of sucks. But It's like, I know I'm not supposed to compare myself. Like, you tell yourself in your head, you're just like, everyone's story's different, it's fine. But at the same time, you're just like, this is a bummer. Like, I'm bummed. Yeah.
Like, I wish I was like a more famous, not famous, but like well-established chef. Like, I wish I was more of a foodie in that way, where like I had my own restaurant and I had like staff. Like, yes, I work for myself, which is hard, but I wish like I took school more seriously and my career goal more seriously. So I felt that in the beginning it was more for like survival stuff. I knew I liked to cook, but that's all I knew how to do, right? So like I just stuck with it, but I didn't take it as more as like to like catapult myself into a higher career like status, I guess I guess you can call it. But like I'm not a foodie like that. I just enjoy doing what I do. But like I wish that I was just, you know, a little bit more well known in that aspect, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I feel like especially in the gay community, I feel like, you know, there's definitely a little bit of a pressure to perform or overperform, or, you know, and I don't know whether that comes from overcompensating for like being gay just in general, or like being queer or whatever. We feel like, you know, we have to be like the perfect in all other aspects to make up for the fact that we're kind of not the norm. At least that would be one aspect of it, I think, that we have.
People think that because we're gay, things come not as hard to normal like people.
I feel like it'd be harder.
As far as like living?
I mean, like, yeah, sometimes I feel like
people think we have more flexibility with a lot because we don't have to have children. We don't have to get married, but like we actually want those things too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do.
Greg, what's your experience been with like kind of the comparisonitis between yourself and your friends?
I mean, when I was younger and in my 20s, like, yeah, I definitely had that stuff, but like I don't know. I was going to say to you earlier, Renee, I was like, this isn't going to help you right now. But I'm like, I do not miss my 20s. I know it sucks right now.
I'm not even 20. I'm 30.
In my okay, in my mind, you're such a young baby to me. You're like, you're a delicious, delightful 26 at max. So let me rewind that back. But no, like, I really don't get hung up on it. I think the only thing that I can agree with most and I was going to speak on is what Noelle said. Like, I don't feel like I'm missing out. I have a really great life, but I had expected to have kids at this point in my life. You know what I mean? So, I mean, yeah, all of my straight friends have like a very different like lifestyle. So I really don't compare myself that much to them. I think anything that compared to is like, I see people that like travel a lot. Like I think you were touching on, I'm just like, how do people do that? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But like,
so
that's just,
we're going to get into it. We're going to get into it.
That also comes down to like, I allocate money and time to different things where some people are going to allocate that to travel. And to me, it's like, yes, I would love that, enjoy it, but I just prioritize other things.
Yeah. Do you ever get like a little bit of jealousy seeing like people's Instagram feeds and it's just like, it looks a little more glamorous or a little bit more like they're doing things and going places?
I really don't think so. And for me, like, sometimes people be like, oh, like, you look like you're having so much fun. And I'm like, babe, that's just social media. Like,
yeah, that's very true.
People think that I travel a lot and like I go to LA for work. And like, yes, I was fortunate to see my friend one night while I was there. But I'm like, the rest of the time there, I was grinding. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't even travel that much for work. But like, I make time to do little things here and there. And so I think that I don't attempt to glorify what my life looks like on social media, but I think to some people, they look in and they're like, oh, it's just sparkly and wonderful and fabulous all the time. And like, it's not. Like, I'm content being single, which we spoke about over lunch, but at the same time, like, it is just me. You know what I mean? Like, so it's not like theirs. So,
There could be this curated, like, social media presence where they're traveling and they're doing all these things, but then, like,
what else is going on?
What else is going on? And, like, I've seen that. I'm like, they are putting on a facade of like they're so happy and things are together, but like there's more stuff going on there. They're using the glitz and the travel to cover up what the real issues are, and that's something I know about and seen. And like,
I mean, is it to cover up, or is it just the nature of social media? Because I feel like we're not really going to post a lot of the negatives.
No, we're not,
for the most part.
No, we're not.
Yeah,
but I feel like a lot of people can do that.
Yeah,
for me, like I said, I do the travel blogging, so I try to be conscious of that with my social media, but at the same time want to give travel tips and stuff. So I try to ride this balance of sharing those highlight reels and understanding that that's what Instagram is. But then at the same time, I've been going through just a lot of personal stuff, especially the past few years. A lot of it just related to family and just different traumas there. So I like to share all my stories about that stuff. But then I also ride that line of, okay, I don't want to be seeking attention or seeking, you know, because I do think people do that for the wrong reasons too. Right. So I feel like it's social media is just always this, I don't know, just a tricky field. Like, okay, how much of the realness do I show versus how much of, you know, the highlight reels.
Right. So like, what are some of the ways that some of us can kind of enjoy, like, cause you do the travel blogging, but you're also kind of like a, what do you call it? Like a Like a nomadic travel?
Like digital nomad. Digital nomad. Are you get into that.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. So like, what are some ways that people can enjoy more travel than maybe they're used to now?
Yeah. I think it really goes to what you were saying about the priorities. For me, like, travel has always been an escape for me. I can't really get the same feeling from travel that I get from, like, yeah, I love to read books. I always have enjoyed, like, musical theater and stuff, but they don't give me the same exact feeling of freedom and just being away from all the stuff going on in my hometown that travel does. So for me, that's a priority, and that's where I want my money to go. So I drive a used car from 2007. Like, I'm not investing my money in like the newest cars or, you know, a new iPhone every single year. I'm really like, yes, I want to have that stuff so it can enable me to travel, but it doesn't need to be the shiniest, newest thing. So for me, that's one of the things. I'm also not, when I'm home, I'm not going out every weekend. You can easily drop hundreds of bucks in a weekend.
Oh, yeah. So, the moment, like my dad told me, the moment that you leave your house and start your car, money.
Yeah.
The minute you start your car is like you're spending money. I'm like,
oh, for sure.
And I always think like, and I'm happy, like if my car doesn't move for like 4 days, I'm like, I saved some money.
Yeah.
Let's see that Uber Eats bill.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
And that's a big thing too. Like I love cooking. So I really like meal prep and plan. And so when I go to the grocery store, I'm getting the exact ingredients that I know will last me for 2 weeks. And then, so I'm just very like type A about certain things like that so that I can keep the money for things like travel that really like
bring you joy.
Bring me joy and just make me feel like a little kid again. And in the behind the scenes when I'm not traveling, Renee knows from because we were coworkers and work very similar jobs, like how mentally taxing that can be. I love remote work. It has like it allows me to live the lifestyle I want, and I want to be a digital nomad. Going to be moving my stuff into a storage unit so I can travel more this year. But there's just a lot of days where you're just like at your computer from the moment you sit down. You're dealing with people who are angry with you for things you didn't do. Just like, a lot of...
I'll tell you, I don't miss that.
Yeah.
It actually is super nice to wake up and be like, oh, I don't care about that person anymore. I don't ever have to talk to... Oh, we can bleep that out.
Bleep that
out.
It's getting bleeped out.
Bleep that out.
Oh my gosh, I had a call with him. Anyway, but so like there is a lot of hard work that goes on behind the scenes, and then when I'm home, I'm like not sacrificing because really it's more about just doing the things I want to do that bring me joy and saving up money for those things.
I feel like you're investing for your mental health.
It is. Like
why not kind of like try to not cash out, but like why not expose that too?
Exactly. So I mean, I look around, one of my friends bought a house, she's engaged. I mean, growing up, a lot of my friends just wanted to get married and they do have careers. But for me, like I've been okay with waiting a bit longer for that. I don't know if I want kids, so that saving up for that type of stuff hasn't been my priority either. I'm okay with renting. I don't need to be a homeowner.
Renting is fine too.
Homeownership is not all it's cracked up
to be. Not.
I know. I'm like, if something breaks, I just want to call my landlord.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
That is definitely nice. So you have mentioned that sometimes you have been the one that, the one of your friends that maybe you're on the opposite end of the envious side. Like maybe they would be a little bit more envious of like kind of maybe the travel or whatever. I mean, you kind of spoke to this a minute ago, but it's just like, I feel like, you know, we all have our own lives and we can all like appreciate what the other person is doing without comparing. I mean, and if you look at your own life, it's like, okay, well, what am I doing to make myself happy? And I mean, I feel like you're doing that for sure.
Yeah. And I wouldn't say they're envious. They've never expressed that to me. And because they just don't have those same desires. Like they have said like, oh, it'd be cool to be as brave as you doing solo travel that you do. But for me personally, that's not my goal. And I'm like, okay, that's cool that we have different interests.
That scares me.
You know,
I can't go anywhere but myself.
I used to say that.
I feel like I'm envious of you, but I'm also not envious of you at the same time because I'm such a homebody.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, it'd be so nice to travel like Amanda. I'm just like,
oh, my couch.
My cat. I'm always like, my cat. Yeah. My dog.
My dog.
My couch. I work so hard on my apartment to make it look pretty.
Yeah.
I want to sit in it.
And that's the thing. Like my friends, they love their homes. They love their pets. And that's great. Like I want to have cats when I, you know, pick a new place to quote unquote, like settle down in. Yeah. But yeah, it's just those different passions. And I think it's so cool when I have friends who can support me in my passions and mm-hmm. not make me feel bad or weird for having different desires than they
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Did you always sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was going to say, I have a friend that like will travel all the time, will travel by himself. And not only will he do that, he'll just like sometimes like pick up and go. And then to a country where he doesn't like know the language at all. And I'm just like, that's like, I don't want to say scary, but I think it's really admirable. Like, it just wasn't something I wanted to do for myself. And 2 years ago, I did like my first really big solo trip, and I just went to like London. So extremely low stakes, not a big culture shock, you know, you know the language, but there were two kind of things going on that I really wanted to see. And I was like, fuck it, I'm doing this trip for me. And it was so great. It was only 5 days. It was quick, but it was nice that like, I don't have to consult anyone. I can get up when I want. I can leave when I want. Like, I literally just did the trip for me. And I think that's so cool when people do that.
Yeah. Like, what are some of the positives of like solo travel? Because I mean, I've been to Portugal, but it was like by way of being there with friends, and then they went somewhere else and I was kind of by myself for the last 4 days or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it kind of like helped me ease my way into solo stuff. But yeah. But yeah, what would you say are like maybe some of the pluses to kind of solo?
Yeah. Travel? Definitely like being able to design your day how you want it to look. I was and still kind of am like working my way out of being a people pleaser. So when I would travel with friends before, like they were fine with me creating the itinerary because I'm really good at that. But I would always be like, are you okay doing this? And now when I do it solo, I just get to do what I want and be so happy doing that. And I used to always say I would never solo travel. I thought I would be like nervous or lonely, but I've actually met so many people. So that's another big thing with solo travel. You actually meet more people than you think you will. Even if you're, and you can choose, okay, am I gonna be like social, or if I want to do this just on my own, I'll go out and be an introvert. That's fine. So you really get to make those choices. And now I've made so many friends around the world from it. One of my friends, and you don't always have to do it solo too. My first solo trip was actually a group trip that I signed up for. So I went solo and met up with a ton of other solo travelers.
That's fun.
So
I've always wanted to do that for like a writing retreat or something.
No, and now like one of my friends that I met on one of those trips, she and I are wanting to start a company. We've got a name and everything. And so we want to take people on solo trips like that.
That's cool.
Yeah, so, and just empower people too to do it on their own and have workshops to teach people. So I think those are a lot of the pluses. You meet so many people. And one of the friends I met on my first solo trip, she has an apartment in New York. And so I just got to spend 2 weeks in New York City in her apartment while she was traveling. Nice. So it just opens up all these opportunities. I never, ever thought it would be possible. But now,
I think I remember watching one of your TikToks where you were talking about that. And I think it was like you had met a lot of people through like hostels overseas. That idea of staying in a hostel for me is a little bit like trepidatious for me.
Like
I'm like, ooh, I don't know. Like Airbnb is probably the most I could do. But I don't know. But I mean, I'm sure it's not as bad as it seems in your head when you finally
I felt scarred
from that scary movie.
But go ahead.
I never have seen that, but I heard about it. I felt the same exact way. I was like, they are dirty, they're like, you can't be alone ever, I don't like that. And then once I started doing them, like there are so many around the world, you do have to look at the reviews for them. But for me, like, okay, when, especially just as a solo female traveler, when I check into a hotel alone, it's always like, okay, I don't want to let them know I'm alone. When I check into a hostel, I purposely select an all-female dorm. So I'm with like other females. I feel safer for some reason, rather than feeling like I have to like bar my door just in case someone comes in.
I just pictured myself like, babe, get the ice. Okay.
You're just like talking to someone like behind you. Like, yeah, babe, I'm gonna check in.
I'll be right back.
Don't forget about your cop badge.
I have a question. I have a question for you though. You mentioned earlier that you're from Lancaster.
Yeah.
Is it because you live in a very far away place than being in Philly, where it's just like a lot of people? that encourage you to want to leave Lancaster and go travel more, or because what was the motivation?
Yeah, a lot of it growing up, it is like a smaller town. Now the older I've gotten, I do like it a lot more, but like I was telling you before we started recording, the downtown has gotten a lot cuter. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I always had that desire when I was younger, like I wanted to move to New York City, be on Broadway and all this stuff. So I've always had desires to like get out, mm-hmm. but a lot of it is like tied to my family too, and just what I've been through with them. And so being able to like get out of my home environment and do these things on my own and,
yeah.
and, yeah, just be able to say, like, I've done this alone. Like, I'm capable of so much more than I yeah. thought. Like, solo travel is so empowering. And so then once I started seeing the world, I was like, wow, my worldview is so opened up, too. Yeah. So
such a Sagittarius.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not as into them, but Renee's yeah. always telling me I fit the bill.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, December baby over here.
Oh, that's my mom.
I would like to ask the rest of you, have you ever felt like the friend that your other friends were envious of? And what, or did they ever give any indication that there was like... That they kind of looked at you when you said something and they were just like, okay, well, it must be nice. Like that kind of thing, you know?
I don't look at myself like that, but I'm sure that I have friends that are jealous of the lifestyle that I have. And again, a large part of that is just being single. And it goes two ways. It's like, yeah, I get to just do whatever I want to do because it's yeah. just me. I don't mm-hmm. live with anyone. Like don't really have any financial responsibilities, like obviously aside from like the daily like in and out. So, like if I yeah. have money, I can spend it. But to that point too, then also some of those people that are like, again, maybe more like bogged down with the day to day, like a partner, a kid, an animal. It's like, I think those things would be great too. So I think it's just a trade off of
yeah.
Choices. And like we were talking about like priorities, we all kind of get to just allocate differently.
Mm-hmm. If, I mean, like I know that I've maybe said something before that maybe some people looked at me and were just like, you know, they give me that little side eye like, all right, bitch, what are you talking about?
I feel like when I yeah. when I talk about like my business model to people,
yeah,
they're like, oh, cool. Mm-hmm. It's either that or they're like, oh, that's so cool. But yeah. you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I feel like most of the time it is genuine, you know, there are some times where it's just like, all right, enough. Like, I feel like I talk about my podcast too much.
What's your podcast?
It's my podcast.
And it makes you
and
happy.
It's really, like, the only thing I have going on in my life yeah. right now.
I don't say that.
Well, it might not be the only thing, but, like, you know, it's a big part of my life. And it's, you know, I'm constantly editing and all that. And anybody asks me for an update, I'm like, well, I had a new episode this yeah. week. You know, that's my thing. But I also think it's hard to like get away from the stuff that you do, you know, it's like, you kind of have to,
I get embarrassed when someone like rereads what I do on a weekly basis. Like, so you're on a podcast, you have your own business, you're in school, you have a partner, you have a dog. I'm like, they're like, cool. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
I have a lot going on. I'm a very important person.
And very pretty, pretty.
I don't think it's true jealousy, but I do think that I'll get comments sometimes about like my career and people are like, oh, I'm jealous. Like, that's so cool.
I've openly said that I'm jealous of
yeah.
you.
Yeah. And I like to remind people, because I think this goes with like any career profession too. It's like, yes, like I'm fortunate that I enjoy what I've been doing and I've been doing it for like 15 years now. Mm-hmm. And that because I've been with him, it has allowed me a lot of growth. So that has all been great. But at the same time, I'm like, there's definitely struggles. Like, just like we don't post when people are like, oh, you look like you're having so much fun. I was like, yeah, that's because I don't post photos of me eating pizza and crying alone in bed. Like,
I feel like people know, you know when I'm mean? Depressed is because like I don't post like anything on social media anymore. They're just like, Renee's been gone for like 6 months.
That I feel like is a good indication for me because I'm usually always posting, and then if I don't post, I'm like, somebody needs to reach out. Did you hear what I said to him? What's going on, Sharon?
I know.
When I'm rally texting, I'm like, what are you having for dinner? Pizza. Like, oh, he's crying.
Pizza is not equate tears.
So I have another question. Like, the common wisdom is to surround yourself with people that you would like to be like.
Yeah.
Is that is that a wise thing to do? Because I feel like you're always starting in on a place of less than when you're surrounding yourself with people who may be at like a higher level.
I think it all comes down to kind of where you're at in life. I think if you're still kind of living with a sense of insecurity for whatever reason, yeah, that's probably not a great idea. But like, if you're good with who you are and where you are in life, and that comes and goes for everyone. It's not like just you achieve that state of being and you're forever like perfect, because you're not. But like, I feel like, again, not to just be like, oh, I've done like work, but like I've done enough that I'm just so content with where I'm at, and I don't have time if other people don't like it, or like I don't have the time to be like, oh, that person's doing better than me. Like that doesn't serve me.
Yeah.
And of course there's going to be individuals and situations that I know to kind of avoid or keep myself away from, but I'm like, I think that's a good idea. You can learn from other people. You can level up.
Okay. I like meeting people who are like getting married or are married couples. Okay. It inspires me to like want to be married.
Yeah.
I like being around that kind of energy.
Mm-hmm. Cause you're kind of on the road to that now.
Yeah.
I love your future husband, by the way.
Oh, wait. Didn't we have this conversation about who's going to propose?
Oh, back last season.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But we'll keep an eye out.
What if I get there first?
For that Instagram.
Yeah, for real. What if I propose first? Duke. I'm the one who said that I want to have a baby with
Ladies,
you.
Ladies, please.
You're just a piece of meat to me.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I was going to ask you something, Amanda. I just got so sidetracked.
We do that. We sidetrack people.
You're fine. Like your friendship philosophy, I guess. Like what does that look like? And like, even if you're at a hostel and you're meeting these people, or you're just like just regularly traveling, like what kind of what's your mindset when you're meeting people and you know, what types of people are you kind of like meeting and looking for?
People from all backgrounds, honestly. Like, as long as it's someone I can have fun with and be real with, I don't know. I got told from a very young age that I'm just like real with people, which I appreciate. Like, there are people that I've met, and maybe this is weird, but like I'll talk about like just the most personal things and be like, oh, like I have my period today and it sucks, and if people give me a weird look, I'm like, you're a woman too, why are you right?
Like, wait, do you remember when you got your
my tonsils out?
No, your appendix burst.
Okay.
And I embarrassed her on this call at work. Oh my God, I felt terrible. I was just like, oh yeah, like ladies, be careful, because when your appendix bursts, usually you just think it's period cramps, and she's like, I thought it was, but I just had my period last week.
And then I'm like, oh crap, this is like a company-wide meeting.
Oh my God.
I'm just like, I love when I can be real with people. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you can just pick up on that so fast. So that's probably my biggest thing. Like, I don't really look for people who have the same exact interests as me, but like when I am traveling, there is that common ground. You know, if you meet that way, you guys have your travels to talk about.
Yeah.
And the other thing too is like, if there's an awkward silence with people, that's when you're like, oh, this isn't vibing. Like, okay. Like I went to a dinner recently that I met someone through traveling, and it was just like me trying to fill the empty silence, and it was so awkward.
I've gotten to the point, and I don't know if this is necessarily a good thing, but I will just sit there silently.
Really? No, my
on a, like on a date.
If it's gonna be an awkward silence, I'll just sit there and look at you.
I can't, because like my too much gene is just, it just says no. Like, I'm too much of a person. Like, I can't do it. My too much gene just says no.
I would leave.
But so
you know what I would do?
Oh my God. This is a running joke now where I'm just like,
it's an elegant fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, kind of going back to what you said about like surrounding yourself with people that kind of like you sort of like look up to. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's also good to kind of, you know, open your circle to people who are just like also going through the same struggles as you. It's really nice when I have like, you know, Tyler to kind of look up to. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's like literally doing so much, and she's doing such like she's doing amazing in her career, and it's like really cool to look up to because she's like actually killing it. But like sometimes it's kind of hard to like hear her complaints about like her job when she's just like, oh my God, like I only got this much as a bonus. And it's like the, I'm like, what do you mean? Like, yeah, like, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Or like,
like a bonus? What is that?
Well, I've never heard of it. Like my last bonus that I got like 2 years ago was like $600, and hers are in like the thousands. Like, I'm just like,
yeah.
What do you mean?
Okay, so I mean, I guess we are. I think we've kind of shared a lot, but like. There are people out there who may be kind of comparing themselves to their friends and feeling like a little bit inadequate on some level. What advice would you give to them if they're kind of in that space in order to feel a little bit more confident around that friend group and to, I guess, kind of recognize their own value?
Would their friends know what's going on in their lives? Like if they're not vocal about it, how would their friends know?
If they're not vocal about it, their friends probably wouldn't know.
Right.
Unless it's like, you know, we're splitting the bill and you're just getting water.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like we're all getting dinner, but you're just getting water. And I mean, like you can kind of see.
They're just on a diet.
Huh?
Oh my God.
Okay. I'm just saying, you know, it's like, or you know, they invite you out to a bunch of different things that are kind of maybe it's a little bit pricier, and you're consistently like, oh no, I'll see you guys later.
I'm just like, I'm poor. No,
is that why you didn't get a drink today?
No, I was driving.
Oh,
would you get like, off of me?
Is there alcohol
this
here?
Guy.
This
guy.
Like, is this your way of telling us?
Oh my gosh.
Are you telling us?
He's actually pregnant.
We're here.
Baby.
You guys are insane.
She's glowing.
Your skin is extra dewy today.
Actually, your skin does look good today.
Yeah.
And your tits and your ass. You're having a good day, Jer Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Greg. Thank you.
Now put it on Twitter.
So advice. maybe we can just like go down the line here. Maybe we'll start with you. Maybe you can give advice to somebody who's
I mean, like,
watch that mic.
I mean, like, know who the fuck you are and what the fuck you bring to the table. Like, I mean, I get it. It's not easy. You're not always gonna be able to like turn it off, but like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're too busy focusing on what everybody else is doing and where they're at, like, you need to. Maybe focus on you and what you can do currently and what you can work towards if you're trying to level up or get to the next spot in life.
Yeah.
Agreed. I feel like you should just surround yourself with, like, positive things.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not so much relationship or, like, career goal-oriented, there's other things that people can motivate you to do besides your current struggle.
Yeah.
Maybe just be around happy people and you won't have that weight. Of like your own stuff.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I think it also comes down to the people and the friends that you surround yourself with. Because speaking back to like our other topic where it was like, oh, do you feel like the third wheel or like the ugly one? And I told you, I'm like, I don't feel any kind of way, but I'm like, my old trainer is gorgeous, but like he never makes me feel any kind of way. Nobody else does, and it's like we just have a good friendship there, and I don't even think about it. So like, mm-hmm. I think if you are in have a friend that's in like a different place in life or just different socioeconomic like status, like it's one of those things where it's like if they're just good people and good friends, I mean they probably are gonna you're probably gonna feel safe with them and are able to kind of communicate like, hey, here's where I'm at life, and that sucks that mm-hmm. you have it and I don't, and y'all probably find common ground.
Yeah. Yeah. Amanda, what do you think?
Focus on the things you can control. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm someone who likes to have control over my life, so that's scary. But like certain things like relationships and stuff. <She's> not- like relationships, like I don't have control over that.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, because the other person has to be in it as much as I am. Mm-hmm. So but other things like, okay, I have career dreams that I'm not there yet. Like, my blog has been growing, which is great to see, but what people don't see is, like, the 4 years of work that have gone into mm-hmm. that, and it's just now beginning to pick up. And so I think, like, in that instance, I could have given up so many times, but because I kept making the decision to work on it, even if only, it gets 100 visits a month. Like, mm-hmm. in those times, I was like, okay, what can I control? My input. And so I would say, like, focus on that, and then you'll see growth from it, even if it doesn't lead you to exactly what you might have dreamed for yourself. I think just going with the tides of life. And it can be hard not to compare yourself, and we all get in those funks, but I think just being able to also look back at what you've come through and keep holding on to your dreams and what you can do.
Yeah, because everybody's journey is different.
It is, yeah.
Like, everybody has a different path. You might not be, you know, the one of the 30 under 30, but you might be one of the 50 over 50. You know, who knows? Might take you a little longer. You know,
I'm gonna get there closer than you guys will.
But I mean, I think I would say if you're in relationship or in friendship with people who maybe have a little bit more or are doing a little bit more, I don't know, take the opportunity to learn from them as well. I mean, if you really consider them friends, I think, you know, there's so much that you could learn about their experiences. And don't be afraid about sharing your own journey with them as well, because I mean, I think it's just as valuable. And I think we get into trouble when we don't think that we are as valuable as the people that we're surrounding ourselves with, regardless of what your socioeconomic status is. I mean, I think we are all kind of equal in that way. So,
well, I'm still working on it, so I'll just take everyone else's advice. I completely agree with what everyone said. I definitely, especially now, have been struggling with comparing myself. But yeah, just gotta remind myself that I just like hate not knowing. I hate not knowing. Yeah. I think that's like the worst part. It's just like, I wish that someone could like, I wish that like fortune tellers were like real and that they actually could like look in a crystal ball and just like, this is exactly how it's gonna happen. You're gonna be fine.
Yeah.
I think that's like the hardest part, is just like not knowing about like how it's actually gonna turn out. Mm-hmm. But I think once I learn to cope with that, it'll probably get a lot easier.
You're not the only one too, babe. Like, you're not the only one out there looking for a new job right now.
Oh, I know. Terrifying out there. And, like, dude, a job application will be up for like 30 minutes and there's already over 100 applications. Mm-hmm.
It's just rough. It's rough. Excuse me. I'm getting over a cold, so I'm like all crazy up in here. But
you're all sick now.
You'll find your way. You'll find some place, and you'll probably be better off because you were looking for a better job.
I was miserable for the past 2 years.
Now you get the
years.
Kick in the pants to like actually go and get that better position.
Very true.
You know. So anyway, Amanda, I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Can you please let everyone know where they can find you online and your blog and everything?
Yeah. So on TikTok and Instagram, I am under Amanda Cherie Travels. Cherie is spelled like Cherie.
How's Amanda spelled?
What?
How do you spell Amanda?
Oh, yeah. You don't need that. And then my travel blog is pinacoladapassport.com.
Mio.
That's where you can find me.
Awesome. I'm going to make sure that we have those links in the show notes and everything so everybody can quickly find you.
Perfect.
Please give her social media a look, because I find it very entertaining. I'm always liking all of her stuff.
Thank you.
I don't know. How to vlog. The girl knows how to vlog.
Yes.
I try. Even if it's for a little amount of followers, and we'll see what even happens with TikTok in the coming months.
And thank you, Renee, for joining us as well. It's always lovely to have you. We just want to thank everybody for watching. And remember, if you have no one else,
you've got us.